Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Our lead story, get out and vote, vote, vote throughout the tri-state region. If you haven't been one of the early voters or the mail-in voters or the absentee ballot voters, get out and vote today at your polling locations throughout the tri-state region. Thousands of people in Connecticut lost power due to strong wind gusts. In Salisbury, some power was out for as much as 8 hours yesterday. High wind gusts caused downed trees and power lines throughout the state. Thousands of people lost power. Wind gusts reaching as high as 54 miles an hour at Bradley International Airport. Gusts occurred primarily between 6 a.m. and 4 p.m. Eversource said power outages peaked at about 14,000 customers in Connecticut about noon. As about 6 o'clock in the evening, there were still 5,700 people without power in Connecticut. Lisa Carter had to send out another letter and email to people from Housatonic Valley Regional High School yesterday as they received notification on Monday that a student at Housatonic had tested positive for coronavirus. There were no siblings in the elementary schools and all family members had been quarantined per the Torrington Area Health District and CDC protocols. Students in Cohort A at Housatonic Valley Regional High School will be distance learning from today, while the high school staff cleans and conducts contact tracing. All families with whom the student is considered to be in direct contact with will be notified and will have to quarantine for 14 days. Mr. Shriver will be in contact with all Housatonic families as soon as possible, informing everybody about the school reopening. Meanwhile, COVID-19 rollback is coming to Connecticut with cases now on the rise. Governor Lamont announced he's rolling back some of the stricter COVID-19 restrictions, including requiring restaurants further limit their capacity and to close indoor dining by 9:30 each night. The governor is scaling back Connecticut's reopening because of how fast COVID-19 once again is spreading in the state. Meanwhile, COVID-19 is also spreading very quickly in Columbia County, but Dutchess County is watching for warning signs as their remains remain low. Of the counties in the Mid-Hudson region, Dutchess, as of Sunday, had the lowest seven-day average for positive COVID-19 cases at 1.1%. But as we said, here in Northwest Connecticut and also in Columbia County, those rates have been significantly higher. Next week, residents of Cold Spring Road in Sandersfields may be surprised to encounter a paving project. The road has needed that paving since it withstood damage during construction of a natural gas pipeline in 2017. The work was valued at $500,000, will be paid for entirely by the company that did the damage as part of a consent agreement reached between Tennessee Gas and the State Attorney General's office. The agreement resolves legal action spurred by the damage, not just to the road, but to protected wetlands by crews who were installing the pipeline. In Stockbridge, the highway superintendent has submitted his resignation over the weekend in the wake of the recent select board vote placing him on paid administrative leave. Attorney Jeremiah Pollard, who represents the superintendent, explained that under the superintendent's contract, his employment could be terminated at will by the town. The resignation was submitted in a view of closed-door executive session of the select board last week. A Queens woman is dead after it appears she lost control of the car she was driving during heavy rain, going off to Taconic State Parkway in Stanford, striking a tree, according to state police. Fatos Kaba, 65, was pronounced dead at the scene following that crash, according to police. A meeting of the Board of Assessors of Sheffield. The virtual meeting is set for 9 o'clock in the morning. St. John's Lutheran Church Election Day Luncheon at the Ankrum Firehouse is being held. Chili and cornbread, $4. Hot turkey sandwich, $8. Cold turkey sandwich, $5. Homemade desserts, $3. Beverages, $1. Takeouts only available. Contact the Ankrum Firehouse at 518-329-2922. No reservations. First come, first served. The Falls Village Board of Education has a meeting scheduled for tonight at 6 p.m. In Cornwall at 7 o'clock tonight, Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission has a Zoom meeting, and the Board of Selectmen has a meeting at 7:30. The Board of Education at Kent Center School regular meeting will be Wednesday at 5 p.m. Dover Town Board meeting, special meeting, will be Wednesday at the Town Hall. will call the meeting to order. Town of Stanford notes from the supervisor, November 5th, bingo will be at the rec center. Stay in your car, play bingo hosted by the Dutchess County and Town. Seniors from Stanfordville and sister town of Pine Plains are invited. The event will begin at 1. Stay tuned out for more details. Sharon Parks and Recreation is meeting on Thursday. That meeting is set for 6 p.m. Sharon Board of Recreation and Youth meeting is included in that meeting. You can celebrate Veterans Day on Saturday, November 7th. The Pine Plains American Legion Post and Pine Plains VFW Post celebrating, which falls on Wednesday early this year, on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the American Legion Hall 9 North Main Street in Pine Plains. There'll be a guest speaker to be announced along with veterans-related readings. Students from Stissing Mountain Junior Senior High School plan to be present, dressed in different military garb from throughout U.S. history. So you can celebrate Veterans Day on Saturday the 7th. The community is invited, though asked to respect social distancing protocols and wear face masks due to the pandemic. An art opening at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon by Karen Lesage is happening on November 7th from 3 until 5 p.m. Also on the 7th in Cornwall, at 3 to 4, fresh air book signing by Jackie Schiller at the Wish House. On Saturday, the South Armenia Church, continuing their popular annual autumn event, providing takeout from 3 until 5 p.m. at the Parish Hall, South Armenia Road. In addition to the charcoal roasted roast beef, the menu includes mixed salad, rolls, baked potatoes, green beans, and homemade desserts. $15 for takeout meals. Reservations are requested at 845-789-1206 or 845-877-3939. The pumpkin trail at the Sharon Audubon Center is going to be running through November the 8th, sunrise to sunset. Families are come to walk around the grounds at 325 Cornwall Bridge Road in Sharon and view carved and decorated entries. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 26,925.05, the NASDAQ at 10,957.61, and the S&P 500 at 3310.24. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.